NY Times, Kamala Harris is the face of America's demographic shift. By John Binder on August 16, 2020. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, is the face of America's demographic shift. Spurred by record levels of immigration to the United States over the last six decades, according to the New York Times. Harris, whose mother was born in India and father was born in Jamaica, is being declared one of the faces of this country's demographic future by the Times. A result of mass immigration that has brought more than 60 million new arrivals to the U.S. since 1965. The Times reported. Joseph R. Biden Jr.'s choice of Ms. Harris as his running mate has been celebrated as a milestone because she is the first black woman and the first of Indian descent in American history to be on a major party's presidential ticket. But her selection also highlights a remarkable shift in this country, the rise of a new wave of children of immigrants, or second-generation Americans, as a growing political and cultural force, different from any that has come before. Emphasis added. At 55, Ms. Harris is on the older side of this second generation of Americans whose parents came in those early years. But her family is part of a larger trend that has broad implications for the country's identity, transforming a mostly white baby boomer society into a multi-ethnic and racial patchwork. Emphasis added. The Times acknowledged that the rapid shift to the American electorate via immigration is a boon for Democrats, noting because immigrants and their children have tended to vote for Democrats. The political winds are shifting in states like Arizona, Nevada, Virginia, Georgia, and Texas. The Washington Post, New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all acknowledged the trend. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, Axios acknowledged last year. The numbers simply do not lie. There's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. Since 2000, the number of immigrants arriving from India has more than doubled to roughly 4 million. In 1960, as the Times reported, there were less than 25,000 immigrants from Jamaica in the United States. Today, there are more than 733,000 Jamaicans living across the nation. Immigration from India has ballooned so much that demographers project Asians to be the largest immigrant group in the U.S. by the year 2055, outpacing 40 years of Hispanics being the largest immigrant group. Today, the foreign-born population has jumped to nearly 14% and the total of foreign workers in the American economy has hit the highest level since 1996. With no reductions to legal immigration levels, the U.S. is set to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2040. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will have arrived through the process known as chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens can sponsor an unlimited number of foreign relatives for green cards. In the 2020 presidential election, about 1 in 10 U.S. voters will have been born outside the country. Likewise, Hispanic Americans are set to outpace Black Americans as the largest voting minority group in this year's election. Every year, the U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants on green cards to permanently resettle in the country, 70% of which arrive as chain migrants. In addition, 1.4 million foreign workers are admitted every year to take American jobs. These totals do not include the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who arrive annually, the majority of which are never deported. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.